Hey everyone, it's your girl Madison Lane, back with another dose of daily stoicism to kickstart your day. Today, we're diving into something super important. Building positive relationships through communication. Now, I know what you're thinking, communication, that's like the most obvious thing ever. But trust me, there's a whole lot more depth to it than just talking. It's about truly connecting with people, understanding their perspectives, and creating genuine bonds. Think about it. Relationships are the cornerstone of a fulfilling life. They provide us with support, love, laughter, and even a little bit of healthy chaos. But let's be real, sometimes communication can feel like navigating a minefield, right? We get caught up in our own heads, misinterpret intentions, or end up saying things we regret. That's where Stoicism comes in. It offers us practical tools to navigate the complex world of relationships with grace, clarity, and even a little bit of humor. So, buckle up. Because I'm about to drop 5 key takeaways that will level up your communication game and help you build those rock-solid, supportive relationships we all crave. Firstly, active listening is non-negotiable. It's not just about hearing the words, it's about truly absorbing what someone is saying, both verbally and non-verbally. Pay attention to their tone, body language, and facial expressions. Show them you're engaged by asking clarifying questions, paraphrasing what they've said, and offering genuine feedback. Ever felt like you were talking to a brick wall? Yeah, that's the opposite of active listening. Secondly, practice empathy. Step into their shoes and try to see things from their perspective. Even if you don't agree with them, understanding their point of view can make a world of difference in how you communicate. You know that feeling when someone just gets it? That's the magic of empathy. It builds bridges and fosters deeper connections. Thirdly, be mindful of your language. Choose words carefully and avoid accusatory or judgmental tones. Instead, use as statements to express your feelings and needs without putting others on the defensive. Remember, communication is a two-way street. Be respectful even when you're disagreeing. Next up, set clear boundaries. This doesn't mean being closed off, it means being assertive about what you're comfortable with and what you need in a relationship. Communicate your boundaries clearly and respectfully and be willing to negotiate. Think of boundaries like the invisible fence around your emotional well-being. They help protect you and create healthy space for growth. Finally, don't underestimate the power of vulnerability. Sharing your authentic self with others can foster deeper connections and create a sense of trust. It takes courage to be vulnerable, but it's often the key to building truly meaningful relationships. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who works in a bustling office environment. She's fantastic at her job, but she struggles with connecting with her colleagues. She tends to keep things professional and avoid sharing much about herself. One day, during a team brainstorming session, Sarah nervously shares an idea that feels vulnerable, even risky. To her surprise, her colleagues respond positively, offering constructive feedback and encouragement. This small act of vulnerability opens the door for deeper connections, leading to a more supportive and collaborative work environment. See what I mean? A little vulnerability can go a long way. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to boost your communication game and build those rock-solid relationships. Remember, communication is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, keep practicing, and embrace the power of connection. Now, I want to hear from you. How have these tips resonated? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay stoic, stay connected, and remember you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.